5 in the southeast.
Matt Taylor. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 22nd of July. The general synopsis at midnight, low North Hebrides, 1,000, expected Faroes, 1,007 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atira, South Atira, 40s. Variable, 3 or less, becoming northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 in the Utsiras and also later in Viking and 40s. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery in the Utsiras, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest, 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, with rain for a time in Fisher and northeast German Bight. Good, occasionally poor. Humber, variable, mainly west, 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Dover, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Wight and Portland, veering west or northwest, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, west or southwest, 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, mainly northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, becoming thundery in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Southwest Fitzroy. Northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northeast Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northwest, backing west or southwest for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 2, except in Fastnet. Showers, becoming thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, Malin. West or northwest, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, becoming northwest, 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, east or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 2 to 4. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle at times, fog banks, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 22nd of July. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest, 4, 2 miles, 1,004, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south, 1, slight rain, 1,300 metres, 1,001, rising slowly. Lerwick, southeast, 2, fog, less than 100 metres, 1,004, steady. Lucas, west-southwest, 2, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,003, rising slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest, 2, 1,004, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 4, 11 miles, 1,006. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 5, 2 miles, 1,008. Jersey, west by north, 5, 11 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 5, 5 miles, 1,010. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest, 3, recent rain, 7 miles, 1,012, now falling. Valentia, south by west, 1, 27 miles, 1,011, now rising. Ronald's Way, west by north, 3, 19 miles, 1,006, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west by north, 4, slight showers, 2 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 22nd of July. The general situation: low pressure will continue to affect the United Kingdom through today, bringing rain or showers to many areas. High pressure will build from the west on Wednesday, during which showers will become less frequent over western coasts. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney: south or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 3 or less, then west or northwest, 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, fog patches later in north, moderate or good, becoming poor at times, but occasionally very poor later in north. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed: south or southwest, 3 or 4, veering west or northwest, 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby: variable, 3 or less, becoming west or northwest, 3 or 4 later. Showers developing, perhaps becoming thundery, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point: west or northwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable, 3 or less for a time. Showers, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland: westerly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, then veering northwesterly, 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill: westerly, 3 to 5, backing southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 3 or less later. Showers, becoming thundery, good, occasionally moderate. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis: west, 3 to 5, backing southwest, 4 to 6, veering northwest, 2 or 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly: west, 3 to 5, backing southwest, 2 to 4, then veering north or northwest later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel: northwest, backing west, 3 to 5, then veering north or northwest, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel: northwest, 3 or 4, backing west, 2 to 4, then veering northwest again later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway: west or northwest, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, west or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. From Lough Foyle to Carnyford Lough: westerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, then becoming variable, 2 or 3 for a time in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel: westerly, 3 to 5, veering northwesterly, 3 or 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point: west, 4 or 5, veering northwest, 3 or 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath: westerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in south, then veering westerly or northwesterly later. Occasional rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shetland Isles, southeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable, 3 or less later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. The time is 5:43. Time for Prayer for the Day with Steve Taylor.
Good morning. It's easy to take our bodies for granted. After all, we've always had them. We might even have an uneasy relationship with our bodies, feeling dissatisfied because of health issues or our appearance. As a psychologist, I've done a lot of research with people who've recovered from life-threatening predicaments, such as serious illness, accidents, or severe addiction. In doing so, they often gain a sense of the preciousness of their bodies. One woman who survived a terrorist attack told me that as she recovered, she felt in awe of my body. I made a vow that I would look after myself and feed my body good food. A man who recovered from severe depression told me that now he was aware of all the different parts of my body. It was as if my soul had been occupying this body for my entire life, but I never gave a second thought to what it felt like until now. But we don't need to go through a life-threatening situation to stop taking our bodies for granted. We can remind ourselves of the millions of processes that are taking place inside us every second of the day. All the organs that are working hard to sustain and regulate our health. All the structures that are playing a vital role to protect us from injury and illness. All the microcosmic processes working tirelessly and selflessly on our behalf to maintain our lives every single moment of the day. Our bodies may not be working perfectly, but you don't need to have a perfect relationship with someone to value them. Today, let's pause for a moment to contemplate the miracle of our bodies and to send gratitude to them for keeping us alive and conscious. Blessings.
Prayer for the Day with Steve Taylor. It's 5:45. Now here's Anna Hill with Farming Today.
Good morning. As the Independent Water Commission reports, an expert tells us their study shows farmers are failing to comply with anti-pollution rules.
I'm in the middle of a national sampling programme funded by the UK government. I've gone to 2/3 of the sites in total already, and not one of them has been compliant in the way that we might hope that they would be.
We'll have more on that a little later. First, though, all this week we're looking at what's being done to boost well-being in the farming sector. More than 1 million older people in the UK often experience loneliness. That's according to research by Age UK. Added to that, farming is often an isolated occupation and one where retirement carries its own particular baggage. Loneliness among older farmers is starting to be recognised by charities, including the Farming Community Network, or FCN. Today, Sarah Swadling drops in